Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference. The all-new 2022 Bronco Sport is built wild for the thrill seeker, the sightseer, and the day tripper. A capable and dependable SUV that's ready to tackle the dirt, dust, and mud. Bronco Sport offers four models to match the way you explore the outdoors. Shop, finance, and buy your way online at WoodhouseFord.com or one of our three convenient Ford locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmith.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Got snot back of my throat. All right. Who wants to come clean it out for me?
Sure, that's what that is.
Well, we have video cameras in here now, so we have to stop the inappropriate stuff.
Oh, we do.
Oh, there are.
Right behind.
Whatever you do, don't flip off the camera.
Exactly, right there, yeah.
I'm glad the clock is next to that.
There's no clock still.
Oh, weird.
No clock or TVs.
Well, what are the cameras for?
I don't know.
To watch people?
I asked Push.
This is a visual spectacular.
Yeah, I asked Push there was audio in that.
I don't believe there is.
Well,
no.
I think that'd be illegal.
Oh.
Right. I think because, you know.
Are they afraid of somebody coming in and stealing company secrets? And what would the secrets be?
I don't think it's secrets. I think it's all the equipment.
There's not many people in here.
This place is kind of deserted sometimes.
It's a lot of voice tracking. You know, most people aren't even live at any of these stations. Except right now.
Yeah, but when we first built this place.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud. Right?
They wanted to lock the studio doors.
Yeah.
They had to get rid of the little devices that locked and unlocked the studio doors.
Got locked out of the studio. Yeah.
On day one.
Yeah.
On day one.
That's right. That was day one.
Yeah.
They had to open up.
Disassemble this whole window so I could crawl through.
I forgot that was the first day.
That was the first day.
I've been doing this for a while, and the number of studios I've worked in that had a security camera and locking doors were none.
None.
Yeah, but look at you.
Yeah.
Was this because there's no locking door anymore?
I don't know.
It was always
because nobody's ever sitting in there.
I think somebody's a freak.
Right. I don't know what their priorities are.
I hope there's no audio on that.
And to be fair, this window, I think, has been taken apart.
Because we talk badly about other people all the time when we're talking commercials here.
Well, yeah. If you say Jim sucks on the air.
Well, we do. You just hear what we say off the air.
Yeah.
That's not about Jim, though. That's about other people.
Yeah. Sure.
About the people looking at the security footage.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Yeah, so with the no more strippers, Push. I forgot about that. We can't have any strippers.
I'll call her and cancel that for today.
Yeah, stripper. He says her.
Yeah. There was more than one. They're all over the place.
It does feel like ominous.
Now, I should have pointed out to you now. It is like a big eye over there, right?
All right. I'm glad you did, though, because it would have freaked me out if I looked up there and I'd be like, what's going on?
I think it's aimed towards you, too. From my angle, it looks like it's aimed towards you.
Oh, it's one of those big fisheye lenses.
Yeah,
I can see the whole room like that.
And from here, it looks like it's aimed towards you. I think that's what they're going for.
It's like you look at a painting that
nobody's free.
You, right?
Yeah.
From my perspective, I think they're
aiming right at you.
Oh, it's aiming right at the back of Craig's head.
Oh, that's
weird. Which, of course, is the view
you
want.
For me, I don't look like it's looking at Craig at all, you know? It was like it's missing Craig.
Oh, we've all seen the back of Craig's head.
It's a view everybody enjoys.
Well, no, there's never enough.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah, and apparently somebody in corporate wants to see the back of my head, too.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Can you blame him?
Word gets around.
Yeah. It does.
Everybody in Omaha is talking about it.
Cedric the Entertainer is going to phone the program today. What's he pimping? That show, The Neighborhood?
Yeah. I think he directed the episode that's coming up here on Monday. All and he's got like a wine and some men's clothing line thing. And
for Father's Day.
And he's calling from Dubai.
Hanging out in Dubai for whatever reason.
Well, must be filming something.
All right. Let's see how that signal. Well, because a good signal.
We've done international calls before.
I mean, we have to say over.
Sometimes
they're
better.
Over. No, they're not delayed, are they, usually?
No. Like I say, a lot of times they're better.
No, that's gotten a lot better.
That's a good point. They have been better. And he'll phone the program a little later on this morning. So I was watching the Celtics lose last night, and I figured out about basketball.
In exciting fashion.
It was a great game. But
it was.
But
and they should have won.
They should have. A couple missed handles at the end there, screwed them up. But I forgot about basketball, because when you're watching football, I realize sometimes, a lot of times football comes down to last two or three drives. But sometimes you watch football games, and you know, we're going to lose.
This is done.
Yeah, this is done. And I forgot, because I don't really watch a lot of NBA. I'm back into the playoffs now with my son, because he's a freak about the Celtics. And I'm watching them, and I'm all excited. I'm paying attention. But then all of a sudden, bang, bang, I mean, that's every game.
Yeah.
I mean, and in football, a lot of times, you know you're going to lose. Third down, we missed that. They get the ball back. You're bummed, but it's not like a last. There's very few last-second field goals in the NFL. I mean, there are a bunch, but not. You know, you watch a game, you think you could have. We lost.
The majority of games by the final 2 minutes are probably decided.
A lot of them, yeah.
A lot of them.
I mean, there might be something weird happening, but in basketball, it's not that way at all.
Drew Holiday turned that around.
Oh, I know he did.
Last night. The defense, and, two great plays at the end of the game.
Right. He stripped the Smart a couple times.
A steal,
right,
a block.
Right. But it was like that. I realized I was more pissed at the end of that because. Because it is so quick.
Yeah.
It's coitus interruptus, man.
Well, that's how you know it's
right. Plus, I had a bottle of wine in me, so that didn't help me swear.
Because they're actually playing defense. They don't do that in the regular season.
No, a lot of them don't.
They're not going to put forth that effort in the regular season.
That's true. That's why regular season basketball is pretty boring.
On the other hand, the other game, the Memphis Warriors won. That was out of hand. That was out of hand in the first half.
The Memphis Warriors, that's what you said.
Memphis
and the Warriors.
Memphis v. Warriors and Memphis.
Well, Memphis didn't have a
rolled them.
Memphis rolled them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Without their star.
Without Ja.
Yeah.
Well, but they win most of their games without him anyway.
Oh, he's hurt. That's right.
21-5 or something without Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Does he get hurt a lot?
Yeah.
He has been this year. He does.
Yeah, he's been out a lot this year, and they have just rolled without him. Their best player. It's amazing.
Now, Todd, I know that you are a married man, but I'm reading this headline here. You fly alone a lot. And she sat next to an annoying guy on the plane, and then they fell in love. I clicked on the article, and young couple. She's an African American girl. He's a white guy, and he was bugging the hell out of her on the flight, and they fell in love.
Oh, I don't talk to people.
I know you don't talk to people
unless they engage me first.
Yeah, you're right.
I won't start the conversation.
I try not to, man. I
think that would
to.
Probably be key to something like that happening. You'd have to speak.
You have to speak once you're spoken to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. When I fly alone enough times that I try not to say one word unless somebody says something to me. Barely, sometimes a nod and what's up. You know, that's it.
To quote Willie Farrell, the last thing I want is people being friendly.
Yeah, exactly. I think most people that fly alone don't want to talk to somebody beside them.
Offhand.
Now, unless they start talking to you.
Yeah, dude, ever sat next to you, like, his series of grunts really swept me off my feet.
That third fart really clinched it for me.
He's comfortable.
Only guy I can think of that met a woman on the plane and then went on to have a relationship was, didn't Pete Lee meet one of his women?
Sitting right next to her.
Yeah. On an airplane.
Yeah, that's the one they lived with for a while, then they broke up because of the pandemic.
Right. Apparently,
during the pandemic, he's a lot, he said.
He was a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, but luckily, he fell in love again.
Is he still with
he's still with that chick.
He's in love with being in love is what he
is. Oh, yeah. No, he's
always
a serial monogamist.
Yeah. Always has been.
Yeah.
Dude. All right.
They're still together. It's been a year and a half or so, maybe.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
That's about time for him to jump ship then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but he usually doesn't.
No.
Well, he initiated the divorce, but
he was kind of
he initiated the legal proceedings.
She kind of forced his hand.
Yeah. That's right. She really took the first step.
Yeah.
She had sex with other people. Exactly. You know.
Allegedly.
No. We didn't say her name.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
According to him, yes, she had sex with other people.
That's usually a sign that you might not want to be married anymore.
You moved on.
But apparently it's not always because, we do these stories about cheating and whatnot. Right. And it's so
other
often.
Other reasons.
People are not
getting laid at
they're
home.
They're fine and they're, they don't want the relationship to end.
No.
They just want a little something-something.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. I did it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that works.
No.
I imagine it doesn't.
I busted one with her for you, right. Try that.
You know, I wanted to keep this together, so I had to
bust one somewhere else. Because you're not going to do that to me. You should see what she does
she
to me.
She did this thing.
Yeah, it's really weird, man. But it's hot. And I think you'd be disgusted by it.
Maybe you should call her.
She can teach you. She can teach you.
So tonight, Phoenix looks to close out the Mavericks in Dallas, and the Heat look to finish off the 76ers in Philadelphia. The NFL schedule released tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get it
finally tonight.
Whatever. I mean, I'll look at it, but you get it out there.
Oh, Jesus. I did the math wrong yesterday.
All right.
No. That doesn't sound like us.
No. Nobody corrected you, so what's the matter?
We get the math, right?
Subtraction.
We got on video. Let's go back and check it.
No, I'm checking the tape.
How many NFL regular season games there are total?
Who knows? There's...
Well, it's 32 teams and 17 games, right?
Yeah.
So 32 times 17? Is that the formula? Can we all agree that?
One would assume, yes.
Sounds like the formula?
That math checks out.
I get 544.
What was your math yesterday?
272.
Yeah, I was thinking about that
last
night.
I got it in
night.
Half.
All right.
Oh, I guess you need two teams to play a game.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
My brain's starting to hurt now.
Oh, look at you. That's right. Yeah. There are two teams in every game.
Yeah. So there's
that only counts as one game.
So it's not 32 games or 16 games.
16.
Right.
Well, 17 weeks and 32 teams.
There's 16 games.
No, there's bye weeks.
Yeah, but those don't count.
That's already accounted by saying 17.
That's
an 18.
16 times 17.
That's what it is. 16 times 17.
Yeah.
16 games times 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Is that two? That's 270-something? All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, there's not going to be 16 games every week because of bye weeks, but...
But it'll, it equals out.
It all equals out.
They all play
out.
17 games,
16
right.
times 17 would be the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, 272.
You're right, Dad.
So I was right.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Good thing we corrected that.
You were right, and then you were wrong, and now you're right again.
I had tens of emails about that. I forgot you even said that. I forgot to even said that yesterday. But you're right. You got it right to begin with.
Yeah, because
it'll
be a shorter show on Friday when we only have to break down 272 matchups as opposed to 544.
We
can cut that in half.
We're going to break those down.
I lost complete interest in the leagues when somebody was like, it might be the Chiefs and the Texans on week one.
Right.
I'm like, oh, great.
Why the Texans?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, why not? They're going
to I guess they have to play them.
Yeah.
Are they leaking, some of them?
Yeah, they are.
Because I thought I saw. I wasn't interested enough to click on
Push,
it. But
Push mentioned yesterday, local sports writers leaked that stuff.
Right, yeah, some of them were official releases.
Like the Chargers schedule was out there, apparently.
Yeah, that's got to be some sort of local thing. Yeah. The NFL's been throwing a few official ones out all this week.
Yeah. And there have been a couple of people who have... thrown out their what they think the schedule might
That's
be.
That's what I told you. I said that yesterday.
You
said
that. Okay.
Yeah, there was a Steeler writer wrote out when he thought these games might be played. I'm thinking, you're an idiot.
See, I like that. As a fan of mock drafts, I don't know how much I can hate this. Mock schedules.
Right.
All right, man. You got an afternoon? Why not?
But he didn't list.
You got to write something. It's the off season.
He didn't list like individual dates. He lists like he gave a two or three week window for each game. I thought, what the hell?
Oh, that's lame.
Now, you like the mock drafts, but you don't do the fantasy stuff, do you?
I play fantasy football.
Oh, you do?
Of course he does. Yeah.
Well, in the mock drafts, I don't even really pay a whole lot of attention to who these guys are.
Right.
I'm just like, oh, that would be interesting, huh? That guy goes there. I guess the Browns need a defensive tackle. Who knew?
Well, you read it because it's the off season, and but you still want something about your team,
right?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times you just scroll down to see who your team's gonna pick.
Right. Yeah. You don't read all of it. You just go, oh yeah, we need that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're right.
Your boys are playing golf this weekend, aren't they? Going to watch that crap?
No, that's
whatever.
Like that's
I saw an ad for it again yesterday. I'm thinking nobody cares.
You know? I like watching football Memorial players play football.
Exactly. You need professional golfers.
Oh yeah, you know what they should do? They should get Phil and Tiger and a couple other golfers
and
together.
Play flag football.
And play football.
7-7, right? Yeah.
Or gamble.
Yeah,
I'd watch him play poker.
I was reading something about his gambling. His gambling was like a sizable amount of his income.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he sounds like that dude's got a problem.
Yep.
Oh, he always has.
Yeah.
But he's got it. So he lost $40 million. Yeah. Oh, now he's only worth $200 million.
Right. It's a lot of money, though. But you say he lost $40 million. He's also won a bunch. It's probably not total $40 million. It's probably he lost 40. He's probably won 25, 30 over his lifetime.
He's probably down a little bit.
Right.
And that was over like a 4 or 5 year period. So it was only maybe $10 million a year.
Right.
Only.
Let's get him on.
Yeah, only.
We'll figure that out.
And that Mattress Mac guy, the guy in Houston, apparently the big bets that he does, the ones that we've heard the most about, he loses.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care. Because it's a head, it's part of the promotion deal that he does with his furniture store, and he's worth over $300 million.
Oh
so
God.
A couple million here and there.
Well, and it makes the news. Everybody knows who this guy is.
Right. Everybody knows Mattress Mac.
At least he's not some jackass running for political office.
That's just
not yet. Don't sleep on me.
Yeah. Well, he does advertising.
Yeah,
but
a little extra marketing when. You mentioned these stories.
And that's extra because people will gamble with him.
Sure.
They'll say, I might get this free. Right. I'll gamble on that.
Oh, yeah, that happens. It used to happen here at the local furniture store. They'd offer up if the Huskers win the national championship, which they haven't done in, forever, they stopped doing that promotion because, there wasn't a shot in hell.
If they beat Rutgers.
If they win the Big Ten West, you get a free mattress. Right.
They used to do it with big screen TVs, and now big screen. A big screen TV.
That's right. Ooh. It was big screen TVs.
That's $40.
Right.
I got that.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett should have his jewelry store give somebody that $500,000 diamond necklace if the Huskers win the national championship.
Safe bet.
Not going to happen.
Nope. It'll stay on that neck mannequin.
Well, and usually those things, it's you buy it. And if they win, then it's free.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
Then you don't have to pay us.
Right.
So they've already got your money at that point.
Right. If they beat Minnesota, you'll win it.
Might still be safe.
Although the experts.
Although you got Governor Fumble,
have said the best case for the Huskers, 9-3. Worst case, 6-6. The experts have more faith in your team than the fans.
I'd have to disagree on that worst case.
Yeah.
The fans watch more.
Yeah. Yeah, the fans do watch more than experts.
Yeah, that sounds pretty familiar as, going into these last couple years as well.
You're right.
And it's very sad.
It drives me nuts when people are like, you're not a good fan. It's like,
I know.
Have you been watching?
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want him to be good.
I know. But you're a good fan. You're realistic. You're not a... blow smoke up somebody's ass. They've sucked for 3 years. 4 years.
Three?
Oh, well, I mean,
20.
I'm not counting. When
they had some years.
Now, when you're 9-3 and 8-4, you're actually good seasons. You forget about those.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to being even better than that. Well, you're not.
Well, it used to seem like there were stakes when they were playing.
Right.
And like when Ndamukong Suh was, it seemed like they were playing for something.
That's before Frost.
And it's hard to remember
took down that program.
Frost warning.
It's hard to remember that 9-3 is a good season when you end up firing a coach after that.
Yeah, good point.
No, that is a good season. That guy should probably still be working.
Nah, screw him. Give him too much time.
I saw your Reddit post yesterday that you were talking about. The curse of the iPod.
Yeah. That's a long time.
When they stopped making?
Yeah, that was funny.
The big iPod?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Huskers started to suck?
Yeah.
Well, and that's not even, winning championships. That's playing in a
New Year's Six Bowl. Yeah. They haven't been in an NY Six Bowl since 2001.
You're such a horrible fan.
Yeah.
Man. You're such a bad fan.
Yeah, for reporting the facts. Yeah, yeah. You're horrible.
Well, you're on our show now, so it makes you even worse.
Oh, that, yeah.
Makes you even worse. I hate the fact.
Would you be a bad husband if you're upset that your wife's giving, sexual favors to everybody in the neighborhood? You're like, man, you don't love your wife, huh? I'm pointing that out.
Thanks for saying sexual favors. I wasn't sure where you were going there.
Yeah, I wasn't really either. So.
Overdose deaths in the United States are hitting a record high, according to provisional data from the CDC.
Too much legal weed.
2021 was the deadliest on record when it comes to overdose deaths.
Too much legal weed.
Yeah, that's zero overdose deaths on that.
Some guy started giving. I didn't read the whole email, but he said we should talk more about medical marijuana. Well, we do. We're for it. Okay, what are we supposed to do? We can only do so much.
No, that wasn't his point.
Oh, was it?
He
wanted us to talk about local initiatives and
sign it. Yeah. Sign it.
Yeah. Well, here's another idea.
Sign it.
Tell us
where you're at.
Where people are signing.
Right.
Whatever. There's no organization in this effort. And you would think if there's a media outlet.
There was a big one last time. Didn't seem like this time.
It
was a lot of places.
Wanted to get a medical marijuana or any kind of marijuana petition signed, which media outlet in this town would you go to?
Who do you think
would be the most weed-friendly? And how many times have we heard from those people?
Zero.
None.
Zero.
So that's not on us.
No.
Get organized.
Yep. It's not on us.
Well, and also don't expect us to shill for it five minutes a segment every day.
No, we're not doing that.
Also, don't expect us to dig for information.
No.
When you got it and you can pass it along, you know where to find us.
They're not going to push it out there. Local TV's not going to talk about that. It's weed, man. We're the heartland.
So give us the information. We'd be happy to pass it along.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it on the socials. Talk about it on the air once in a while.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. But we're going to need a little help.
But weed's killing a lot of people, right? At the overdoses.
No,
it doesn't.
I have a petition in my house.
At Vrbo, we have vacation homes for you and whoever you call family. And by family, we don't just mean shared DNA like parents and cousins and grandma. We mean childhood friends sharing a home-cooked meal or teammates sharing a joke. It's sharing a girls' weekend or guys sharing tough love. Sharing time with the people who make you realize just how important family is and why you need a place to be one. Vrbo, a place for together. Download the app to find yours.
Okay. Overdose deaths in the United States are hitting a record high. 021 was the deadliest on record when it comes to overdose deaths. That's nearly 108,000 people
died
of drug overdoses last year. That's an increase of about 14,000 from 020.
Uneducated guy sees that headline and assumes, well, a lot of them must be marijuana.
Of course. Yeah.
No, nobody dies of a marijuana overdose.
Because of jackasses like our governor, current one and future one.
About 2/3 of the deaths involve fentanyl or another synthetic opioid.
Yeah, but that's drug companies, though. Fentanyl, I guess that's not as bad.
During the surge of the pandemic in 021, annual deaths saw a 50% increase from 019 numbers. They say it's going to take time, along with concentrated efforts to reverse trends accelerated by the pandemic. That's basically losing someone due to an overdose every 5 minutes.
That's horrible.
Did it say what other drugs? Besides fentanyl?
And synthetic opioids?
Yeah.
Okay. No cocaine?
Well, that's 2/3. I mean,
those
heroin,
things are in the
I
other
imagine.
Third.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are in the other third.
Good thing I stopped all that.
A lot of times the opioids leads to heroin if you can't get the prescribed opioids.
Right. Well, heroin's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
From what we hear, something.
Just say no, kids.
I saw our...
you got to buy all those spoons. Mm-hmm.
Comedian buddy Mark Cordes posted that...
Mark Cordes, oh my God.
The baby formula. There's a shortage of baby formula, so a lot of manufacturers are cutting it with cocaine to make it go a little further. But I think that was actually baby laxative.
That's baby laxative.
They cut the cocaine with back in the day.
Out of Australia, the body of a diver washed up on a riverbank. About $14 million in cocaine was found near the body. Police say we're trying to identify whether the two incidents are linked.
Well,
you think?
Duh.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
They really cracked the case on this one.
I realized that's the official statements, and I get that people do that. But they did that story again. They heard some audio of this poor lady cop that fell in love with a big dude, shot herself at the end. And they wrapped up, and they had some audio of her. They think she dialed accidentally, and hear her voice.
She butt-dialed 911.
Yeah, hear her voice in the car saying, "We got to ditch the car. We got to run." Blah blah blah. They wrapped up that story again by saying they still don't know why. She was a lonely woman who fell in love with a con.
Obviously,
that's it.
It's not tough to figure out.
No, she was not kidnapped. Nothing. You know, they were in love, and I know the family's racking their brains. Well, why? Well, because she was a lonely woman who fell in love.
They had a bad plan, too.
It's a sad story. It's a sad story, you know. And they say, well, she was great around work. Everybody loved her. Of course, she probably was all those.
Especially
things.
This guy.
Of the year.
She was always, yeah, yeah.
Literally, they were about to give her employee
right,
of the year.
Yeah, she was everything. She just fell in love, you know.
Probably getting that plaque remade today.
It's a sad, sad situation. And that guy probably didn't, he didn't give a crap.
No.
You know?
What did he have to lose?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, oh, you're going to keep me in prison forever? But well, I was already going to do that.
I just don't like when they just, even if the news guy knows that, just say it. Duh. And she was in love with a guy.
Yeah, we don't got to call Scoob and Shag to figure this one
they
out.
They act like it, though. And it's just, oh, man, just, I don't know how they do that. I guess we have the luxury of being able just to BS for, I almost said the word.
Just
BS
say it.
For 4 hours. Just say the obvious. Come on, man. Just the truth. She fell in love with this guy. Ruined her whole life, you know?
No. Yeah. Ended it.
They had a very poor plan, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's impossible to have a good plan.
At least be remote. Better. Something that doesn't involve ending up in a car wash in Evansville, Indiana. Well, with this guy's 6'9". It's like, maybe car washes, public car wash. Like,
well, that
maybe
was,
that's
that
not
was
part
the
of
last
plan.
Photo taken, but they thought they were in that hotel, too, for a whole week at least.
Yeah, I don't think a hotel's smart. You got to find like a remote.
Oh, yeah,
something
and she was and, bitching at him on that 911 call. Right. She was bitching at him for wanting to stay at the hotel. That's why we're busted, because you wanted to stay at the hotel.
300 miles away. That is nothing. I mean, that was a national story, but it's also, when it's a local story, it becomes more concentrated. Like, if that had happened 300 miles from here, we'd have been hearing about it every damn day.
Yeah.
Like, where are they at? Where are they at? So you got to get out of that area at least.
You
got to keep moving.
Right.
You got to go.
We've all seen enough movies, you know.
Should have been thousands of miles away in that amount of time.
At least 500.
Yeah.
So they didn't even have a honeymoon period.
No.
She's bitching at him on what, day four?
Well, they banged for probably 3 straight days and said, well, now what are we going to do? We're stuck in this hotel.
They went to the naked store together.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you got to find the Unabomber cabin and hang out there for a while,
too. Got to go remote.
Right. Just stay there, man. You know, kill anybody that gets near the place. You know, like that's what you do, man. You've seen the movies.
It's Hermit.
That's how it always works.
Going back. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.